But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Most of the times, when men begin to put in effort, when men begin to make all kinds of, effort to create change, we ignore the places that realities are better from. And so people begin to try to strike connections with relatives, submit their CV to one big man or another, travel from here to other cities just to go and seek help from a man. And you don't know that men cannot help you if God does not help you. In fact, the state of the heart of the person you are seeking help from, the kingdom gave a submission about how a man is. They say when God contemplated on the heart of man, He says the heart of man is desperately wicked. So can that kind of heart choose to do you good? A spirit must mold it, because the heart of kings are in His hands. There is a spirit that controls the heart. And so if that spirit sways a heart in your direction, you can see somebody as good, but no man is good. In fact, the Bible says only God is good. That is why tonight our effort is to win favor from the realm that matter. Then from that place, the Bible says, if the way of a man can please the Lord, He causeth even his enemies to be at peace with Him. People who said that over their dead body, suddenly they wake up and say, I know me and you, we don't like ourselves, but you just take it. It is possible. I told some people some time back, Satan can help you too. If God loves you, anybody that hates you is in trouble. Anybody that hates what God loves is in trouble. The church is building so much around faith. We use faith as an economy to strike prayers. And so we enter the corridors of prayer with, faith like cherubim. And some people, in the weakness of their spiritual work, not having so much to build their expectations on, they enter into the corridors of priesthood with hope. The hope that, although we don't know how it will happen, but there's another cadre of people. They know, because the Bible says through faith we know. We know. You don't know to have faith. Huh? You have faith to know. Through faith we know. But then there are other people. They will not know. They will not have hope. They will just love God. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered the hearts of men what God reserved only for those who love Him. In this life, maybe along the 65 or 70 or 80 or 90 or 120 years of your expression, you will meet many colossus in this journey of spirits. And so you will see men that have maximized the commodity of faith. And if you see them, you will be amazed. Sometimes you want to give them a salutation of an angel, because the thing they touched, it makes men look like gods before men. In fact, there's a hall of fame that they created for those who wielded the tool of faith. They began to speak about women that received their dead with faith. They talked about those who set the alien army in array with faith. But they've not told you those who operated with another economy called love. And there was only one man, only one that entered with love. Because while other men were rotting righteousness, it was through faith that they slew giants. They brought Goliath to his knee. Or it was faith. But there was one man that entered time. And he didn't come with the economy of faith. He manifested with love. And there was something he started teaching men. Men came, and every time they see, they look at his life and they don't understand how heaven gives him too much attention. Why is it like all heavens are keeping quiet listening to this one? If you don't love God, you miss. You really miss. With faith, you can be using God. Our faith is like an ATM. You can be withdrawing. Just be withdrawing. Be very happy. Say, Kai, this God, I love you. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. You see what you're looking for? A helper. There is something that he does for you that's making you to come before his presence. There are those who come and they say, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. You will find out that inside the economy of love, your prayer points is few. You don't tell God what you need. You are like a child that kept his head on top of his father's lap. And the father is just checking your hair, looking at your skin, checking. Anything that wants to go wrong, he corrects it immediately. Because the jealousy of God is committed to that economy called love. I'm sharing on this line because when we talk about priesthood, you know, people think we're talking about violent fire prayer. Do you know that in the last 10 years, the Nigerian church has stayed on the altar of prayer so much that if we are getting the formula right by now, our leg will not be touching the ground. Jesus. You know how many all nights happen in this city every Friday? Some of you, because of the number of all nights, your body have developed insomnia. You don't sleep again. So in the night, you just feel like something is happening in the realm of the spirit. It's not Satan, no. It's the Nigerian church that has conditioned you. One of my friend went to one all night, came back because sleep nearly killed us. So when we came back, he now told me that, but sir, the white men that brought this gospel to us, do you know that they don't do all night? Why are we like this? How did Jesus have so much attention from God? Mind you, there's something I will show you today. And it is not in a bid to undermine our exploits. But there is a superior economy. In fact, let me talk about prayer first. Before we go into what I wanted to share. On the matter of prayer, the test that is given by spirits, the test administered by spirits, is not only with the words of your mouth. They are juxtaposing the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart. So the state of your heart is more important than what you are saying. In fact, for something as little as offering, the criteria according to the Mosaic law is that if you have a grief against your brother, they say you are not permitted to drop an offering. You go back and make peace with your brother before you can drop a gift to God. Now, it's not a gift you are looking for. You want to move God's hand, and you don't know that the state of your heart is a great criteria. We will pray for 10 years, pray for 20 years, continue to labor until we meet the demands of Zion. The state of our heart is more important. And mind you, your heart is always saying something per time. The conversations in your heart is more than what your mouth is saying. Okay, some people do not believe me. If I say don't read loud, just let's look at our Bible and I call a verse. Maybe 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And I said, don't read it loud. Do you know that you can actually hear a voice inside you reading it? Do you know if you are looking at something and you are reading it with your eye, there is a sound inside you. There is a personality on your inside that also is speaking. Let's practicalize it. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. That same verse. Don't read it loud. Just look at it. As you look at it, if I say go, let's start reading in our heart. You will hear somebody speaking inside you. Are we there? The Bible speaking, it says, and now abided faith. Now continue from inside. You heard that voice, but there's another voice that can speak through your thoughts. And scripture is saying, let the words that come from your mouth and this one that is coming from the meditations of your heart, let both of them be acceptable. That is how effective priesthood is established. Unfortunately, see what happens here. You had a dream, and in the dream, they just showed you a coffin. And the coffin, they just use it and pass near the front of your gate. And then people gathered and they are crying. Then you woke up. Listen. Your mouth will be saying, I bind the spirit of death. Your heart will be saying, it could be that you are the one. You are the one that the enemy is planning to kill. So that prayer you are praying now, it is a response to the state of your heart. And that state of your heart is a fear of death. And it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth actually speaks. And since spirits know these things, they make sure that the reason for your prayer is already wrong. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear. Mind you, if you want to go and pray, what you are supposed to use is the truths concerning God's position on that matter. And the position is, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. We want to bring emotions into it. So somebody says, Lord, is this how you just watch and they will finish me like this? It's not the word of God. And so it will not pass the test. Because if that is the thought in your heart, as you are thinking that I cannot die like that, this, the only thing that is superior in the courts of spirit is, it is written. It is written. In fact, with that alone, you can overcome Satan. Jesus used "it is written" as a basis to put Satan in his place. But while we speak about, of course, the matter of the state of our hearts and touching prayer, because I'm saying this, because for most of the times before you enter the altar of prayer, many spirits already know that if they can steer the state of your heart briefly, no matter how many hours you spend there, it will not count. And so men don't know that prayer is warfare. Before you go and pray, many spirits will attempt to distort the balance of your heart. People will say things. People will behave in a manner. You just thought that, you didn't. I will address it when we finish praying. That, I will address it. You kept it somewhere in your heart. You know, suddenly, we are preparing to enter a revival service. You want to enter, and suddenly you just, you know, saw one brother doing something you have spoken to him about more than 10 times. The same thing. Satan makes that's the last thing you saw before you mount the altar of prayer. As you saw it, your heart was pricked. Then you now say, I will address it after the meeting. That was where the meeting ended. That thing that they were able to put into your heart in the last minute. Because finally, they know that it's only your mouth that will be speaking. Your heart will not be committed to that thing. You reign, you ancient Zion's king. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's king. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Oh Father. Oh Father. Can you take 1 minute where you are sitting now and say, search my heart. Search my heart. Search my heart. I have not shared the things I've shared with you for knowledge. It is a test to condition our heart so that God can penetrate us this night. Ah! The next 30 minutes must count. And so there must be a surgery in the heart. Now, you will deliberately tell the Lord, I let go. Any grief, anybody that has offended you, you didn't know yet that it is a barrier between spirit intervention and man. That single offense that you have kept somewhere, let it go. Please pray this prayer quickly. It is important, because if we must see the hand of God, you must remove every kind of impediment from the way. Search my heart. Try me. That's one of David's popular prayer. Search my heart. He knew it starts from the heart. Can somebody ask the Lord, search my heart. Try my thoughts. Try my thoughts. Nizambika. Nizambika. Kene haskena. Nizambika.
Nizambika, Nizambika, kaini haskena. Nizambika, 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 kaini haskena. Nizambika, Nizambika,
Nizambika. Are you preparing your hearts?
Kaine haskeina, Nizambika, Nizambika,
Nizambika, Nizambika, Nizambika,
Kaine haskeina.
Amen. As touching prayer, as touching priesthood, there are ancient truths that cannot be moved. The Bible says, remove not the ancient landmarks. Structures erected by spirits, enacted by truths and dominion. And so your emotion cannot change the formula. And the only way spirits can help you is to teach you how to be compliant with the guidelines that are enacted before you were born. And so he says, ask for the ancient parts. Don't be creative around these kind of things. Don't change it. Look for how the elders touch God. And if they tell you the part, he say, walk inside it. When you have found it, he say, walk in it. Don't change it. Huh? You know, many times when we want to pray now, people are praying and they keep a camera by their side. Because the end of that travail is that they wanted to prove to men how long they could tarry on the altars of intercession. And so somebody is praying, he held a phone like this, recording himself as he's praying. I saw a man kneeling down before Apostle Babalola's friend, one of the last surviving of their clique. He was kneeling down before him and he held his phone. And the Baba was praying for him, but he held his phone. So when I saw it online, I knew that he didn't receive anything. Because the fact is that he was more interested in what he would go and show people. He wanted to tell people the persons who laid hands on his head. And the hand that came on your head is only proven by what your life became. Not what you can tell people. There are too many people that will meet too many graces. But at the end of their life, the story does not show that you have crossed paths with anyone. And then there are those who will never tell you they met anybody. People will just say, I sense the spirit of so person on you. Only you know that I knew a moment. I knew a point in time. Like Elijah. My father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. I knew a point where I carried something. We talk about prayer and men are so consumed with personal aggrandizement. Have you found out that even prayer, men try to sound very, very, masculine. We want to use heavy syllables in our tongue. You stay near somebody that is praying and you that is supposed to be quiet, trying to understand you and God alone. You now want to deepen your own tongue to Akuba. And you don't know. The more flesh you commit to spirit. Huh? Are we together? The more flesh you are committing to your prayer, the less value it has with spirits. Now, prayer is now an adventure in the flesh. So, you pray. Then, another brother that they are leading prayer since has refused to pray. He has just been strolling in the back. You know those holy men? Where they stand is the place where seats end. As the seats end, that's where they'll be walking to and fro at the back. Like they are gatekeepers. What he's waiting for is when they will say, let him come up. So all this prayer going on now is not prayer in his place. As since that other people are praying, you will not hear his voice. His voice will only be loud when he is the one holding the mic. I'm telling you the examples of fleshy men. And when he comes up, he will kill the atmosphere of what has happened before now. He will not flow in that continuum. He will kill it. Then he will now say, now we'll start praying. It's a joke. Or you say, by the time we start praying, you will know. Please tell the person by your side, prayer is a conversation. Please say it again, prayer is a conversation. Let me show you Jesus' idea of prayer, because the Bible says he is the author and the finisher. So he is the beginning and the ending of this faith. It is him that is the sample. Anything else you do outside him is an aberration. Let me show you what he called prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, it is where we will contemplate on his definition. Don't worry. We would have a little, you know, practicals of the things we speak about. Then the Holy Ghost will also intervene, and there will be all kinds of shift in our lives and destinies. But I want to show us something that in a hope, God will use it to give more impact to our time we spend with him. In Matthew chapter 6, I want somebody to read for us. He says, when you pray, do not pray as the Pharisees. In Jesus' days, there was already a kind of prayer Jesus was telling people not to pray. He said, do not pray as the Pharisees. And how does the Pharisee pray? He says, for they love to pray at open places where men will see them. You see that trend I'm telling you about now? It's older than us. It was on ground before we were born. Number two, he says they love to use vain repetition because they thought that it is in the abundance of their conversation that God will hear them. That's second discernment of a way of a Pharisee. Jesus concluded that part by saying, before you came, God already knew what you were in need of. There's no man that can effectively use prayer well if he does not sustain a knowing, a truth, a revelation that God loves me. If prayer does not happen between a relationship that matches father and son, have you ever seen a child that goes before his father and he's saying, Daddy, please have mercy upon me and give me food. Doesn't that conversation make the father of that child look irresponsible? Please, now, let's talk. We have fathers here, but Daddy, you are a father. When your children eat, do they come and kneel down before you with tears in their eye and say, Kai, we want to thank you? Do you demand that from them? There is a relationship you have with them that makes you expect that they should know that they are entitled to this thing. It's their own right because you were the one that brought them forth. That is why without faith, it is impossible to please our Father. Now, we want to come beggarly. We want to come. Now, see what we like. You just come and say, oh, Father, I thank you for your mercy. We are all sinners. If not for your mercy, I will not know where I will be. And God knows that all this thing you are saying, there is something that you have not said yet. The real thing that you came for this prayer for, you have, and can you deceive him? His house rental, his husband, his wife. But you now do like this and say, ah, Father, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Agaba of this, all that thing. He knows that the real thing that you wanted to say is the way a child comes straight to the father and say, Daddy, they said that we should pay our school fees. It pleases God when he sees that you know what you have with him. Just in case you did not know, everything that you need, God has given it to you already. God does not owe you anything. He has given you Jesus. Inside Jesus is everything. And who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word that became flesh. Who is the Word? The Word is the person that created all things. So everything is inside Jesus. If you are begging for what has been given to you, you don't know how to use prayer. Because if God has given you all things, the only thing that is missing now is taking what is your own. And you are not taking it from God. You are taking it from the rebellion that broke the flow between earth and heaven. Because normally you're supposed to be on earth as it is in heaven. But then a rebellion happened on earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Nothing happened to the heaven, but something entered the earth and distorted the earth. So they didn't say the heaven and the earth was without form and void. In the beginning, it was heaven and earth that was created. But there was only one place that was attacked, the earth. So that no matter how it is in heaven, let it remain in heaven. That thing will not enter earth. Can I share something with you? The Bible says, forever, O God, thy word is settled. But it is only settled where? How do you make that thing that is settled in heaven to now be settled here? Prayer. And so if you want to now pray, you will know that you are not begging God, because God has done it already. You are trying to force it by government so that the powers that said the counsel of God will not enter this place. You will now know who you are really warring against. Mind you, the scripture did not say we shall wrestle. It says we wrestle. So whether you choose to fight or not, there is war. We wrestle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. He says they are mighty through God to the pulling down. Why must you pull down? Because before anything enters this space, it will take war. God's word wanted to enter God's earth. And a rebellious prince in Pasha stopped the angel from bringing the counsel. And he took 21 days of intercession so that God's word can enter the earth. Hasn't God spoken in heaven already? He has. Now you know what prayer is. Prayer is standing as a warrior here on this side and saying that the victory that Michael won, the war didn't start on earth. Revelation 12 says there was war in heaven. The guys there fought and they won. Now there is war on earth, and the only way for victory is you two. You must fight. You see that your tears, but it does not move spirits, because tears itself, emotions don't move them. They are moved by government and obedience. And so if they see a man that is just crying and saying, I know one day, that one day will never come. It takes violence to move things. It says from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered violence. Let me tell you one truth. God does not owe you healing. God has healed you inside Jesus. The Bible says by his stripes we were healed. Healing is a past tense. Forever, oh God, that thing is settled, but it's only settled in heaven. So when Jesus wanted to teach people how to pray, he says, pray in this manner. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
What manner? He says, pray saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Don't create anything. Just say, the way the thing for my life is in heaven, let it flow into earth. That's what Jesus called prayer. He says, just in case, you know, many of you, your prayer is an errand Satan send you. So, yeah, prayer is not a response to what is happening around your life. The just lives by faith, not by sight, not by what he hears. Just in case they told you that, Baba, kidnappers say they are coming. Then you now enter a mode of intercession that night. When spirits are looking at you, it is the thing that is... I hope you know when you are praying in tongue, there's an understanding that is in your heart. Let's talk now. Although you are blasting tongues, only you know something that is sitting on top of the throne where the tongue is pointing on top. There is a prayer point that is there. That tongue is using power to effect it. So when Moko, Ada, Haro, they now come and they now saw one Fulani with a turban on your heart. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? When you hear things like that, you row. The Bible says the kings of this world gathered together, took counsel against God and against his anointed. The response of our commanding officer, he says, the one who sat upon the throne, laugh. Who is that laugh when enemies gang up against you? God laughs. You cry. Now you see the difference, but you cry. But God laughs. And in Psalm 82, he says, I say unto you, ye are gods. How comes gods are now crying? Somebody say, we shall see. Then you start sweating. We shall see what? My people perish for lack of knowledge. They didn't know. They did not know. So they could not wield what is their own. Nizambika, Nizambika, Kaine haskena, Nizambika, 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 Kaine haskena, Nizambika, Nizambika, Ya Yesu, Nizambika, Kaine haskena. You are the only one that is operating in ignorance now. All spirits know what is true. In Psalm 115 verse 16, the Bible says the heavens, even the heavens belongs to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. Before that scripture came, if you are following me, please shout amen. If the people outside can hear me, shout amen. Amen. Before that scripture came, there was a loud decree. It says, the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. And when they echoed it, no spirit argued. They know it's God's own. Then the person who owned it created a small version of himself, poured his spirit into that version. Now gave that thing to him and say, you are the owner now. Then the serpent came and deceived Adam and collected it from Adam. Then they sent a second Adam to come and collect it from the person who collected it from the first Adam. And the second Adam came and collected it and now presented it now to the church. And the church is still living as though they don't own the earth. You don't know why they say, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So they said, if you take any move on earth, heaven will respond. Heaven will do the same thing you have done on earth. Normally it's supposed to be done on earth as it is in heaven. But because they gave power to a creature, they made that he can control the motions of heaven now too. Can I share something with you? Amen. There's a reason why God resurrected Jesus with his physical body. Normally, we're supposed to just get a summary statement that, after Jesus died, he went to heaven. But God made sure that physical body that died came back from the grave and then ascended before people's eyes and was received by clouds for one reason. In heaven now, as I'm speaking to you now, the creature that has the highest honor, some people call it senior man. The senior man in heaven now is a human being, it's not an angel. And before they gave him that rank, a mighty angel proclaimed in Revelations chapter 5, verse 1, who is worthy? So they opened the hall of examination to spirits. They say, come and write whether you can pass. Satan heard the invitation. He couldn't show up. So they said, from under the earth first, the grave. They say the earth and then heaven. In all the spaces, anybody that is worthy should show up. Angels were there. Nobody showed up. It was a man, Christ Jesus, with a physical human body that is now sitting on the right hand of the Father. You know the God that angels know is a man called Jesus Christ. And so when angels enter time too, if they see man, they don't know why man is not behaving like the man they know there. They know that we will judge them. So even they too, they are surprised that man on this side is different from man that is there. Man on this side is living defeated.
Garani ya Yesu na Inzama kamada kai
Can somebody cry to God for just a minute? I know this is not the best I can be. I know I can be more. The things you are running away from can run from you too. Can somebody cry and say, repair me? There is something you can do to me that I can attain my stature. Can you pray for 1 minute? It's just a minute. It's a minute. 1 minute. I am tired, oh God. I am tired of being a victim of situations and circumstances. I am tired of nature not honoring me. I am tired of falling and rising. I know I can become a wall over a family, a wall over a city, a wall over a nation. The Garden of Eden did not have fence. Adam was the fence of that place. Sister, you can become a lioness over your home. Refuse to be small. Refuse to be a victim. Refuse to be sent on errands by attacks. There are people that are untouchable to darkness. There are people that are no-go areas. He says, this day I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. Can God make you a god tonight? Can God make you a god tonight? Or do you want to continue like this? You want to continue begging, continue crying, and you don't need to cry for it. It's your own already. How come these things don't honor you? You see, now I say let's pray, and some people here, a spirit has distracted your heart. You are not even here. You don't know what is going on, so you will live in many defeats for long. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I cannot fail. I am a God. I am a God. I am a God. Nothing can die in my hand. Nothing can fail in my hand. I am a God. Whatsoever I do must prosper. Maybe your prayer today will move from begging. Your prayer will shift from begging, and you will begin to declare. He says, and thou shalt decree. 18. What does God do? They decree. They decree. They decree. Why are you begging when you are supposed to be decreeing? Yes.
Yes.
You know who you are now. You cannot be begging. You are not supposed to beg. It's your own already. You decree it. You decree. You decree. You decree. Why are you crying? Why are you crying when it's already your own?
Yarani,
Ma Aikika,
Ebedia numidika yo Jarani aye ya Yesu na oh Jarani my kika.
Amen. Amen. I hate to interrupt the prayer flow. We have yet a journey ahead of us. Give me 5 more minutes, then we pray and speak, and spirits will interact with men. So for 5 minutes, let's be seated. He says, as he is, so are we in this world. Have you ever heard that? Amen. As he is. You know what he told us to do? He says, and thou shalt decree. Decree is not beg. Decree is the word of kings. It's how God do. God entered a place that was ruined with darkness. He said, let there be light. And light came. And you shall say unto this mountain. Ah no, you don't beg mountains. You don't negotiate. You don't say, He says, be thou removed. What has changed our own prayer now? Father, is this how you watch me and I'll just die like that? Is this how I waste? Kings don't talk like that. Gods don't speak that way. It is as he is, so are we. For many of us, you have been praying for long. And the Father is just there and saying, let light and understanding come for my son one day so that he will know who he is. You cannot beg your father for something that is the responsibility of a father. What you are doing is that you are calling him irresponsible. Daddy, your children are now crying because you brought food. What will your neighbor say? That what kind of father is this that something as little as food, see how grateful the children are. Are your children owing you anything for paying their school fees? You are doing that because of who you are. We misrepresent God by our actions. And so God cannot endorse that thing we have done. So that his actions will not make it look like he has approved our way. That is why our prayers don't have answers. Because we don't know how to pray. The disciples humbled themselves. They came to Jesus in Matthew 6. And they say, teach us. The guys that say teach us, they are masters of prayer. They have spent longer time in the temple than Jesus. And they found out that they have been praying. But there's a way this guy prays. And the result is different. So they swallowed their pride. And then they say, teach us how to pray. Then Jesus, I feel in my heart, he smiled. Finally. He now say, when you pray. The person you are speaking to, he says, say our Father. So his father and son, that is the quorum of prayer. Father and child. How do you beg Father now? How do you go and be crying? Now somebody goes before the Father and be saying, forgive me, I'm very sorry. That thing in your heart is more important than what is in your mouth. Sorriness and remorse is the state of your heart. And so you can be saying all kinds of things. He knows what the real thing you wanted. You just want to use this forgiveness thing to feel like the airways are clear. Then you now say the admission that we were talking about.
Nina ka o ya bo. Inna ka o ya bo. Serkin salama. Kaine serkin salama. Serkin salama. Kaine serkin salama. Serkin salama. Inna ka o godia gareka.
Inakawo Godia Gareka.
He says the heir, as long as he's a child, does not differ from a servant, although he be Lord of all. He's a child, he does not know what is his own. They say he's one that owns all things. You own all things. Yet they say because you are a child, you live like a servant. A child, you don't know what is your own. You cannot be begging God for the things they have given to you already. What spirit wants to help you is to give you strength to become a creature of violence. Because the only thing between what is your own and you receiving it. Huh? Can I share something with you? If I send money to your account right now, let's assume we have not entered, you know, the advent of mobile apps and all that. Huh? The money is already in your account. You don't have ATM with you, nothing. It's already your own money. But right now you want to spend cash. Do you observe that you will not have access to cash yet? And people in this place will believe still that you don't have money, although you are a millionaire, but you are only a millionaire in terms of what is in your account. And as long as you cannot have access to your account, people will still continue to hold you accountable for things that you can pay for. You have an account with God. The name of that account is Jesus Christ. You cannot withdraw from it until you have gone. It is your own already. Wealth is your own. Health is your own. Salvation is your own. And they gave it to you when you don't qualify yet. So in case any spirit is trying to convince you that you don't deserve these things that you are. You, okay, just listen to yourself. You that you know yourself. This is you. Is it you that is? It's not, but it says in that while we were yet sinners. That was when Christ died for us. So you can never deserve God's blessings. He's a father. He's a father. So you pray saying, our father. Nobody called God father before them. Suddenly, the guy said, oh, so you were talking to a person called father. We didn't know now. We were talking to Jireh. They said, no. They had different altars raised to symbolic of different hands of God. So there are those who invoke Rohi, Jehovah Sabaoth, all kinds of. So when they go, the first, you know, when you want to pray to Jehovah Sabaoth, you don't pray anyhow. They say, you hear the name. But there's a guy that calls him daddy. He went before the tomb of a dead man. And you know what his prayer was? He didn't, mind you, Jesus did not pray in Jesus' name. Huh? Let's talk now. Jesus did not pray and say, in my name. He was talking to the Father the way a man and a person talks. He went before the tomb and said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. He was conscious. Conscious that he has a relationship. And it pleases the Father to do good to us. It makes him happy every time he commits his goodness towards his children. Tonight, everything that is your entitlement, everything they have released for you, even before you were born, that we have not been able to touch thus far, you will carry it out of this meeting. Let me leave a prophecy for somebody who can receive it. Every door you are knocking on and you think that you don't know how it will work, you need a man, anything you have been knocking on, the door of expectation, the Lord will open it for you this night. It will be a proof that you met your father. The door of expectation, it will suddenly open, and it will respond to the fact that you have discovered the truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth. That truth shall set you free. I want to encourage someone in the next 1 minute. I want to encourage someone, maintain the same prayer points that you have. Change the orientation. You see that entitlement mentality? Eh? Have it with God. God likes people who trust him for big things. He says without faith, it's impossible to please him. God likes people who when they speak, he said, Michael, did you hear what this boy is talking about? He gives him joy. When you don't speak like a person who is depicting God like a man, restricted and limited by everything that is our own limitation too. This night, ask God for anything. He says, ask of me and I can give you the nations. The nations. God can give it to a man. The cattle upon a thousand hills, they are his. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2 and 3, he says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. He says, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. Tell the person by your side the treasures of darkness. He says, and the hidden riches of secret places, I will give it to you. Let our mind change this night, though. God is my father. God is my father. He is my father. You tell yourself this thing until you believe it. He is my father. Can your earthly father be more good than God? Jesus was surprised. He says, you men, as wicked as you are, how many of you here would your child ask you for bread and you give him stone? How many of you here your child asks you for fish and you give him a serpent? He says, as wicked as you are, you can give good gifts to your children. How much more our heavenly father? It was God writing a letter to men through Jesus, saying, tell them that I don't understand how they are seeing me. Jesus said, God say, I should tell you guys that if you, as wicked as you are, can be good to your children, why don't I have that kind of relationship with you? Even now as I'm speaking, there are people that still they cannot see God as a father. Always afraid. So you think he wants to catch you one day and punish you. If he wants to catch you, he'll catch you now. He's my father. It is of his mercies that we are not consumed. There are many things God has to turn his eye from because he's a father. There are many things God removes his eyes from. He's a father. There are many accusations. Your name, a written file, well documented by the accuser of the brethren, submitted against you. God canceled the file. He says, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy. If it is the economy of mercy, a man cannot deserve it. If God gives it to anybody, it's his own. No spirit can appeal and say, but we don't understand how you judge this thing. If mercy is what spoke for you, no spirit can say, we don't understand. He says, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy. Saul didn't kill anybody, didn't marry anybody's wife. David killed a man. A prophet came, warned him. He went again and married the woman still, officially, and gave birth to Solomon with the same woman. God is a father. You don't see, he's a father. And any man who is trying to be over sabi, he is the one that will not enjoy the father. But the one that is always saying, Father, Father, have mercy. You will enjoy Father. Only you. Only you are. Till the end is only you. Till we see it's only you.
Till we see it's only you.
Only you.
Only you.
Only you are God. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
My daddy.
Your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
Have you become too matured for God?
My daddy.
Your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
Say, you are my daddy.
You are my daddy.
Emmanuel is singing.
Victor is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. La 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 la
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 la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la
la
la
We are only going to entertain 3 minutes. I'll give you 3 minutes. I don't know what you want to do with it, but I will advise you on what to do. Don't beg God for anything. Decree. So you are not speaking to God. You are speaking to the mountain. If you can say unto this mountain, be removed, it is you manifested as a God. And so your Father will endorse your word. If you go and be begging God for the things he has done already, I don't understand why you are not speaking to what you should speak to. Prayer is not about only challenging. Prayer is about declares and decrees. He says this is by the decree of the watchers and the commandment of the holy ones. Can you look at any mountain around your life now and speak to it? Speak to it with authority. Don't beg anything tonight, oh. Look at any mountain, look at any door, look at any chain and speak to it. Narayi, I wish you were praying. Has a witch threatened you? Has a witch threatened you? Call that person's name and say, I bind you. You have no power over me. Is there a sickness in your body? Command your body now. Command your body. Speak to your body. Don't joke tonight. Don't joke. Do you want a job? Do you want a job? Do you want a job? Command it. Do you want breakthroughs? Open the doors.
Casa, na casa,